Blog Talk Radio.
What's up, angels? It's your girl, Adine Howard. Make sure you tune in to the Honey Lounge with Teddy Bear, Tuesday through Friday, 1 through 7 p.m. Central Standard Time.
How's everyone doing? It's the Teddy Bear, and welcome to the zone of LOTO Radio. And before we begin today's broadcast, I want to send out a lot of love to the very talented Renee Rain. Thank you, my queen, for joining us. And remember, family, be sure to purchase her new single, Wasted, available on iTunes, Google Play, Spotify. And for those who like to live a little bit more adventurous, you can always head over to Amazon.com. And speaking of adventurous, this very talented young lady, she has been missing in action, but she has returned in full force. We are celebrating her new hit single, Lord Have Mercy, Piece of Me. The super ultra talented Lady Ray is vibing with us here in the zone. So on behalf of the Teddy Bear and LOTO Radio, it is my pleasure to welcome to the zone the very talented Lady Ray. My queen, how have you been doing?
I've been well. Thank you guys for having me.
Oh, the pleasure is truly ours, and happy belated Mother Day to you, my queen.
Oh, thank you so much. I celebrated in the Bahamas, so I had a sun blast on the cruise, the Mariner of the Seas, and I enjoyed myself. I sure did.
So I must ask, how did you find time to get back in the studio and bless us with some new music?
Well, actually, I recorded a couple of tracks last year when I was pregnant with my first child, and that's when I found the time to go up to upstate New York and work with my CEO/producer, Leon Michaels, to work on a few tracks for the new album that will be released end of the year, November, and we're going to probably get back in the studio in June. So, I mean, I try and find the time. You know, music is my first love, but now I have a daughter, so she's number one over it all now.
You know, I must ask, because speaking as a parent myself, once you become a parent, it gives you a different perspective on life. And I wanted to ask you now, you being a new parent, how has that given you a different perspective on life, and also being an artist also?
Oh, wow. I mean, it's given me a huge perspective. I believe when I first started, I was fairly young, and I kind of, you know, came up in the game early on, and then I, you know, hit my 20s, and it was things that I would do, and I wouldn't think about it. I wouldn't stop and think about it, and I was definitely on the grind. Not to say that I'm not on the grind now, but I was definitely on that path to where, I mean, everything must get out my way. I must have it. I must do it. I must conquer it. And now it's like I look at my daughter, and it's like I've done a lot of things, but some things that I won't do as fast as I would have done them a few years ago now that I'm a parent. And down to the things that I wear, you know, down to the things that I'm cooking, down, you know, it's just looking at her beautiful face. I just want to be the best parent that I can be. I know, you know, it's not going to be perfection. Every day is a new day. I'm a new parent, obviously, and you can never be prepared. But, you know, like I said, back in the day, I would just go out here and I would take deals. I would do this. I would do this photo shoot. I would wear this. I would eat this. I would stay up late at night. Now it's like, no. Think the game has changed. I'm too tired. I'm tired at 8 o'clock. I'm tired at 8.
I understand. Yes, I do. Yeah. I understand. You have always been a very outspoken artist. Things in the music industry have changed dramatically as far as airplay and being able to distribute your music. How long has it taken you to become acclimated to using the new form of social media to get your product out there, to let everyone know that you do have new music out?
Let's just say this. The era that I came out was the Missy Timberland era. It was the no Instagram. I think Facebook was just hitting the market. And,
right.
I mean, we had, like, you know, we had Soul Train. We had, like, some shows on BET. So that was really our social media, kind of like the TV, MTV. I mean, I asked my fiancé to help me a lot to link, post, and do all these things. Because there's so many different apps and all these different avenues, places to put your music, to speak your mind. I mean, I love that it's, you know, that it's broad. I really do. I love that it's broad, that you can reach the masses just by a click of a freaking button. You don't have to be on TV. And Lord, I know I love the radio. I feel like I should do more radio, but when I'm not doing radio, I'm definitely clicking a button and sharing and posting and doing all of those things, because, I mean, it's so many avenues now, and I really love it. I really do.
Do you think that at some point in time, that can be a little bit too invasive as far as on your personal life? Because it's a challenge to balance professional and also have a personal life. Because, you know, we as listeners, once they become enthralled with a particular artist, they want to know so much about them.
Absolutely.
How have you managed to balance both and still keep your private life private?
Well, I definitely try and keep most things private, you know, but now this new generation, they want to bear it all. They want to see it all. They want to see you butt naked. They want to see you in your shining glory. And I was like, I always have to second, you know, guess my, question myself. And I'm asking my fiance, my friends, you know, that, like, should I post this, you know? And they're like, you know, it's up to you. I don't think, you know, sometimes it's cool to just kind of, you know, fall back a little bit and just post a little, put a little out there. But I don't think that I'm the artist that's going to bear it, you know, put it all out there. That's never been me. Like, I may be vocal, but as far as, you know, bringing people in, all the way in, I think some stuff needs to remain a mystery, you know. Yeah.
Now, you just said mystery. That can be very taboo in this industry, because you said they want so much of you. They want to know every aspect of who you are, what you're doing. Did you go to the movies? Did you go to the grocery store? What are you doing? Where do you feel you're at right now from a vocal perspective? Do you think your vocals have increasingly got better than where they were to where you're at right now?
Absolutely. My father-in-law told me my voice aged like a fine wine, and I absolutely adore him for saying that, because in 98 when I came out, I had like a little cute little soft sultry voice. I always kind of like chimed in on my soul roots. Sometimes I would chime in on the soul roots, but, you know, back in the day I wasn't doing much writing. I had like a few writers. Missy Elliott was doing a lot of writing. Little Mo was doing some writing. I had some great writers, and I didn't know where I stood, you know, as a vocalist. But as I grew older and started working with certain artists and being around, you know, real musicians and hearing the live sounds, I think I owned it, and I kind of like fell in love with it, and I kind of went back to my strong, you know, soulful church roots. So I will say my voice has grown. My voice has grown over the years. A lot of people that hear me, that come to my show, they are blown away. They're like, wow, I didn't know that you could. You're like little. How did you get out of here? Like, it's always been. I just had to find it. I had to find it, you know.
Right. Well, you know, life is about the journey and discovering a lot more about ourselves. What do you see differently about yourself today than Lady Ray was, let's say, 5 years ago? How have you seen yourself change, evolve as a person and also as an artist?
Wow. I think nowadays I'm more, just as a person, you know, overall, I'm more observant. I watch everything. I try not to watch too much of the news, but you need to see, you need to know what's going on in the world. You know, the world is a beautiful place, but it's the people, some of the people in the world are a little missing a couple pages out of the book. So you have to You have to, you know, stay aware of your surroundings. My mom used to always tell me when I first started out, I would be at the airport and people would, like, run up to me. And she's like, Nicole, you know, and I love her as a mom, but I wanted to sign every autograph. I wanted to hug everyone. I wanted to show all the love that I could show and even miss my flight. All in the same breath. She's like, one day you'll see you can't please everybody. But I think I stopped trying to please everybody. I think it was something that it was kind of like a pressure thing. You know, you come out of the industry and you're so young and you're naive and everything is booming really fast. I wanted to please everyone because of the pressure of, you know, having a number one record, being, you know, under like a mogul. And just coming from VA where, you know, they said it's something in the water, it's definitely something in the water. So I think I just wanted to please everyone, but I think today I've kind of moved past that. I'm still like a sweetheart, and I still wear my heart on my sleeve, but, you know, I'm watching, I'm observing everything, I'm taking my time, I'm thinking about things before I do them. So I will say I definitely have grown from yesteryear. As a phone one.
Well, you know, it definitely resonates through your music. You know, it's interesting. I just want to kind of harken back a little bit on something that you said, and we both talked about as far as social media is concerned. What I find so amazing now that when you came up in the industry, artist development was very important, very, very important. Ooh. And I see in today's music that the lack of artist development now has become a hindrance where you see artists out there do not have a clue on how to conduct themselves. And then they sit back and wonder why they never achieve the amount of success that they're looking for. And I wanted you to speak on that because you have firsthand experience on how this industry works.
Oh, yeah. I will tell you a little cute little story. I think it was 1999. I think I was about to shoot All In My Grill video with Missy Elliott. And she came into my rehearsal and she said, oh, my God, what do you have on? Why didn't you comb your hair? What you said, she told me, she said, what are you doing? You are a celebrity. You have to own this. You cannot come out here looking like this. And I was so, like, you know, because I was straight from home, straight from VA, straight from the church, straight from high school. I had no idea about, you know, any etiquette that I needed to have. I was just happy to be there. And when she told me that, they put me in a few, you know, the media training classes and, you know, how to, you know, conduct myself, first of all, as a young lady. And you don't really see too much of that these days. And I feel like the kids love it. They love, you know, the artists that are out here. I guess because they don't even know what it really takes to, you know, change and to be that artist that can you know sell to the masses and be, you know, a mogul or you know someone you know. It's just changed a whole lot. It really has, and I just sit back and I look. I like some of the music and I love and I adore some of the artists for keeping it real, but I do think that is definitely missing from the industry today. And it could make a world of change if they could kind of incorporate that with some of these artists.
I think the lack of substance has been missing in today's music. I think the availability of artists being able to use YouTube as a format to enable them to get record deals. I'm not knocking, I'm not hating on it, but I think to me, coming from a time and era where as an artist, you really had to hone your skills to become an exceptional artist. And I see nowadays that a lot of artists don't put in the necessary work that it takes. One of the things I've always respected about you, to me, there's a difference between being a singer and being a vocalist. And I've always looked at you as a vocalist because you come from a church background. For you, here we are, 2019. Lord have mercy. You provided us with a slice of cheesecake with piece of me? When can we expect a full entree or an EP? Something, as Vogue once said, something that we can feel, my love. When can we expect some more from you?
I wanted to tease people a little bit, you know. I wanted to tease them a little bit, but I think the teasing is done. I think you guys are ready. I'm going to be up in New York top of June, and I'm going to be finishing the album. We already have halfway done. It's going to be, oh, my gosh, it's going to blow you guys away. I'm talking from my heart. I'm speaking from my heart. I am speaking from experience. I am coming from, you know, from 1998 all the way to 2019 to share my journey and to have a little fun. So I would think to expect probably an EP album probably middle of the year.
Okay.
Middle of the year, end of the year. And it's going to be probably titled Piece of Me. It's going to be interesting. I'm very excited to be doing this again, especially with my label. You know, I always say, a lot of people say, are you going to do R&B or are you going to go and do some, you know, some of the things that you were doing? I was like, of course, I'm still doing it. I'm definitely a writer signed to Kobo Music Publishing. They've kept me on my feet for a few years now. A lot of people don't know I do a lot of writing. I wrote the theme song for the show Barry on HBO.
Okay.
That's doing very well with the late, great Charles Bradley. And I'm just excited to keep giving everybody a little bit more of me and showing all different sides of me. And Piece of Me is a piece of me, and I can't wait to share it with everyone.
You know what? I'm glad you just shared that information as far as doing a lot of writing behind the scenes, because a lot of new artists are not aware that all the money is being a songwriter. All the money you can make is being a songwriter or being a producer in this industry, because once you make music, once you put out something, you have to really get out there and promote it, go on tours to even recoup the amount of money that you invest when you're in the studio. And that's a lot. I talk to a lot of young artists. They say, well, I want to do this. I said, look, once you sign a major record deal, I said, once you sign and they give you that money, I said, it's no more than a loan, because as soon as you make that music, it's a loan. They want to recoup. They're looking to recoup. They want to recoup that money back. What does it mean to you to be an independent artist, to have that kind of level of control over your artistry?
Like I say, I tell everybody that, you know, I have a friends, a lot of associates that admire what I do, and they come around and they come to my house and they ask me, what do you do? You know, I have a home studio as well. And they ask, what do I do? You know, I'm taking care of my daughter. I'm a stay-at-home mom. And, you know, I'll take care of grandma and I'll get in here and write. And I just, at the end of the day, I feel grateful. You know, I feel grateful that changed the course of my career, because when I first started, I wasn't doing any writing. Like, as I said early on in the interview, I had a few writers that would come in. And I had a manager, Michael Lou Williams. He managed Outkast, and he managed myself early, late 90s. And he told me, Nicole, if you want to be successful and if you want to see your career make a turnaround or make some money and to have longevity in this career, you need to pick up a pen and figure out, you know, what you want to write about. And I remember the day. I remember I was sitting at home, and I picked up that pen, and I wrote my first song, and everybody fell in love with it. And I think, from that point on, I just kept going, and a lot of opportunities have come my way due to writing, working with a lot of different artists, featuring on different artists, working with new artists, you know, even getting them inspired to pick up a pen and try to be creative. It sparked a lot of new things in me to just, you know, to be free and not to have to. To go, a lot of people want me to do a tour or to be here, to be there. And, you know, sometimes you have to have, you know, capital and you have to have everything in place. But when you don't have those things in place, where do you turn to? And me, I turn to writing. And then I can look and see, you know, when I'm not active on the road or when I'm not active doing the interview, when I'm not active doing all of those things, writing kind of lifts me up and guides me. where I need to go, and then I can go to a mailbox and get and receive a check. Take care of what I need to take care of. You feel me? You know, when I'm not anxious, I can write. I can write and express, you know, all the things that I want to do. And then that goes. It goes into the universe, and it lands on a commercial. It lands a big sink. And I'm happy, and I'm like, wow, I don't need to work as hard as I was doing in the past, because now I have that capital where I can, you know, I can sit home, or I can go rent, go to a studio, or fly here and work with, you know, such and such, and take off doing that, and not be able to have so much pressure on where the next funds are going to come from, record sales or touring, or, you know, things of that nature. So it really has put me in another light, you know, far as writing music and being creative in that light.
Pays the cost to be the boss. Let's get into it. Far be from the teddy bear to deprive the listeners of some great music. Here's the latest from the incredibly talented Lady Ray with, of course, Piece of Me, here in the zone of LOTL Radio.
You've been the best at times to walk me through my darkest day. Why must I turn around? I ask myself.
Ray, new favorite single piece of me here in the zone of LOTO Radio. The single is available. My family, my lovely children out there, head on over to Amazon.com, also on Google Play, Spotify, and also on iTunes. And to get all the latest updates, let your fingers do the walking. Stop by. Yes, Lord. Support her. You can catch her with her on Instagram. That's at Instagram.com/ Lady Nicole Ray. And want to send out a lot of love, of course, to Big Crown Records for making this happen. My queen, it was an honor to have you on the show. This is your home away from home. And when the next single is ready, like Grandma's cookies, even if they're somewhat soft, you can still send them over here. We'll debate. We'll debut
it. I sure
here
will.
First, okay?
Oh, thank you so much. It's been a pleasure.
No, the pleasure's mine. Stay sweet, my love, okay?
Thank you. Take care.
All right. The very talented Lady Ray here in the zone of LOTO Radio. And for those who tuned in late, shame on you. But the teddy bear does forgive you. It's okay. We got you covered. You can listen to the interview in its entirety. Yeah. We're live streaming on iHeartRadio, also on Google Play Music, and also on TuneIn. All you have to do is pull up that app, type in LOTO. The zone. So it is written. So it shall be done. Got to take a quick 2 and 2. Got to pay some bills. Yeah, got to pay some bills. Again, pay the cost to be the boss. But it's always cool when you're vibing here in the zone with a teddy bear and Layla Hathaway with Breathe. Lord have mercy.
trying to hold on to my woman, to my life. I got a woman, satisfied my every need. She's got a formula, guaranteed to please. You know what? That was once a time when I ran the street and trying to sweep all the girls off the street. Well, that kind of candle, it only destroys. And that's why I had no desire to paint the town with the boys. I stay home. I'm just trying to hold on, hold on, hold on, hold on to my. Confidence in me, I don't dare misuse. If I get to earth to go, she may not know where I'm going. When I don't stay out late, and when I come in, she knows where I've been. In my life, she's given me, I can never repay. I can only hope,
only hope,
only hope,
only hope
that she let me,
let me,
let me,
let me,
I say let me,
let me
serve her for the rest of her days, always and always.
Lamont Dozier, I'm just trying to hold on to my woman. Lord have mercy. So it is written, so it shall be done. 2:36 p.m. Central Standard Time here in Houston, Texas. Again, want to send out a lot of love to Lady Ray. Thank you, my queen, for joining us. And remember, family, be sure to purchase her new hit single, Piece of Me, available on iTunes, Google Play, Spotify. But for those who like to live a little bit more adventurous, you can always head over to Amazon.com. Oh, the fun has just begun. Just I got you here like Linus's blanket, all comfy and cozy, safe and sound. Here's the latest from Renee Rain, Wasted, here in the zone of LOTL Radio. Thank you.
drive by your heels right now. Don't run around, running around, running around, running around. Big holes that you're digging out. Your phone died, I'm ringing out. Coming on by daylight. Street talks and you're talking loud. This won't last, not another round. Side rings, there's calls on the other end. All night I've wasted time thinking on you. You should be here, but you're out drinking. All night I've been waiting, time wasted on you. You could be here.
Thank you.
the late great Bobby DeBarge, of course, joined with the equally talented Philip Ingram. I want to be close here in the zone of LOTO Radio. Well, family, it's about that time. I know, time goes by when you're in the zone. But no need to fear, the Teddy Bear will be back on there live this coming Thursday. Yes, Lord. May the 16th, as we welcome the Hamiltones. Yeah, that's at 2 p.m. Eastern, 1 p.m. Central, 11 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. I want to thank everyone for tuning in and tuning out all the negativity. It's been real. And to all of those for vibing in the zone with the Teddy Bear, peace and love and continued blessings to you. I'll see you on the other side here on LOTO Radio. Lord have mercy.
Thank you.